Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier.
It's a home run into the bullpen in right center field. A 3-run opposite field. Bobby Witt Jr. home run.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
Carter hits a drive to center field and deep. Back goes Tavares on the run. It is gone.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Josh Fournier.
Yeah, all right. Royals drop the opener at Dodger Stadium. Final score 6-5. The West Coast Boys in blue come out on top as the game was a lot closer than the odds makers predicted. Royals jump out to a 3-0 lead against Tarek Skubal in his home debut since being traded over to Los Angeles. And the game was a lot more not just competitive, but a lot more entertaining than I think many Royals fans expected. Now, you show up to watch a Dodgers ball club, you expect to be entertained. You show up to watch a game in which Bobby Witt Jr. is manning shortstop, you expect to be entertained. And, well, certainly those two delivered tonight. Bobby scoring the first run, Shohei scoring the final and ultimately game-winning run. Again, Dodgers take the opener this three-game series, 6-5, our final score. Phone lines are open for you if you want to dive into it. I do have a question for you as it pertains to this organization, big picture question. I'll get to that coming up in a moment, but if you want to dive into the X's and O's, I'm more than happy to do it. Phone lines are open. Again, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's our text line number. 913-586-7965. But, you know, the story nationally coming into tonight was the left-handed pitcher, the aforementioned Tarek Skubal, making his Dodger debut. But instead of the southpaw on the hill being the top story postgame, it's the lefties at the dish. I mentioned Otani. Freddie Freeman drives in Ohtani, drives in the second run for the Dodgers, and ultimately the game-winning run for the Dodgers. So two future Hall of Famers hitting from the left side come through big for Los Angeles, while for Kansas City, our big lefty heartthrob came through in a big way as well. Jack Caglione continues his... What are we calling this? Is it a... You can't call it a breakout season. I mean, it's his first full season. So, no, it's... Is it a breakout summer? Is it a hot stretch? Is it just the beginning of what's to come for this 23-year-old mountain of a man? No question about it, Jack Caglione is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. Cags tonight, RBI single in the first inning, two-run home run in the third inning, a team-leading 21 big flies on the season, putting him on pace for 28 homers. Only one player his age, 23 years old, only one player in Royals franchise history has run into 28 home runs in a season, and that was Bobby Witt Jr. a couple of years ago when he cracked 30 of those bad boys. So yeah, tonight's story as it pertains to the Royals is clearly Jack Caglione. Leads the team in home runs, extra base hits, and his OPS now stands more impressive than Bobby Witt Jr.'s. Cags with an OPS of 806. Now, speaking of Bobby, Bobby's the only teammate with more base hits than Jack, a better batting average than Cags. As he is now on pace, at the age of 23, on pace to put together the third best offensive season by any 23-year-old in Royals franchise history. Second only, or rather third, to John Mayberry back in 1972 and George Brett just a few years later. Yeah, when you dive into the numbers, what Jack Caglione is doing at such a young age in the near six-decade history of this organization, boy, you haven't seen this all that much. So if you want to just discuss Cags, I'm more than happy to do that. Again, our phone number, 913-586-7965. If you want to get in on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. You know, tonight's game, to me, it really comes down to the two factions of the fan base. I understand some of you overlap. I think I overlap. Because when you think about the 2026 or the 2000 when you think about the 2027 Kansas City Royals, you know, I think tonight kind of put it all into perspective. You have a certain faction of the fan base that is hopeful about 2027. Hopeful because of the great Bobby Witt Jr., who defensively tonight just continues to sew up a second Gold Glove Award. Man, is he special. Bob 0-for-3 offensively with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. And then, yeah, just puts on a show at shortstop. But hopeful for 2027 because of Bobby Witt Jr., because of the 23-year-old Jack Caglione, the 23-year-old Carter Jensen. You know, I'm listening to all the shows today react to my exclusive one-on-one interview with Royals owner and CEO John Sherman. Sherman, of course, saying very similar things to what we've heard from General Manager J.J. Piccolo. And that is, we expect to win in 2027. You know, the organization is very hopeful for 2027, and they're hopeful for the same reason why that faction of the fan base is hopeful. Because of that core. The core of Bobby, Cags, Carter, Salvi, Michael, and Vinny Pasquantino. Yeah, those six bats. The same six bats we were talking about all spring. excited for coming into this season? Well, the reason why so many over at Kauffman and so many Royals fans across the Midwest are excited about 2027, or rather hopeful for 2027, is that core. And tonight, again, you saw it, right? You saw Bob and Cags. You saw them get the job done. Carter Jensen trying to start something late there in the eighth inning with a walk against all-star lefty Tanner Scott. So tonight showed the hope, but also the reality about 2027. You know, the hope is clear. It's easy to be hopeful when you watch Cags and Bob and Carter, when you realize that Vinny's going to start his rehab assignment Tuesday night with the Omaha Storm Chasers. So Vinny might be back when the boys return home next week. Mikel might not be too far behind. It's easy to be hopeful when it comes to that core, but you must acknowledge reality. And reality kind of gave you a little nudge tonight, as Noah Cameron pitched his tail off, but going up against one of the most talented lineups in Major League Baseball, he's still given up 4 earned runs in 5 2/3 innings, falling just short of a quality start. Now, is it all his fault? Of course not. Now, John Schreiber comes in and continues to be zero help. Bases loaded. Gives up a 3-run triple to Max Muncy. Now, you have the hope when you watch the offense, but you're slapped in the face by reality when you watch this pitching staff. A bullpen that saw John Schreiber come in and watch 3 runs come across to score. And then Alex Lang comes in the 7th inning and gives up the game-winning run. So the hope is clear, but the reality is daunting. You need to rebuild the entire bullpen. You need to bring in 2 top-flight starting pitchers and then probably 2 more to fill in Omaha and to be prepared when and if injuries pop up. Royals need to make 7 to 10 additions to this pitching staff from now until opening day of 2027. And tonight's game, it was all on display, the hope and reality for 2027. You know, this is stuck in my mind because I'm listening to Fesco and Dusty earlier this morning. And as you know, man, once Lewinder Avila went down, my belief that this pitching staff could be rebuilt in time for opening day of 2027, my belief was really waning. But then I sat down with John Sherman. I sat down with the owner of this team. And he looked at me and said, yeah, we're going to supplement our issues in the rotation via the free agent market. Meaning, we're going to throw money at the rotation. And then he doubled down on it a few times later on in the interview. I'll be honest with you, that buoyed my spirits. If the billionaire's ready to chase this thing and throw money at the issue, well, okay, then you know what? Maybe I am starting to side with the hope centered around this core more so than this brutal, brutal reality we've watched this season of one of the worst pitching staffs in the last 20 years of Royals baseball. But then I listened to Fesco make what sounds like a very fair point earlier today. While we are enamored with Bobby and Cags and Carter, are we ignoring the reality of this pitching staff?
I think there's a lot of, they think they're better than they are. There's a lot of misguidance right now going into next season, I think, for this team. And I don't think they're as good as they believe that they are. Your pitchers are going to be older next year. 24 is a distant memory from now. You have an entire bullpen that you need to rebuild. You need 3 starting pitchers for this team, potentially. I mean, I think there's a lot of fool's gold right now being kind of talked about in this organization. I think they believe that they're in better shape than what the reality of the situation is. And when you hear John talk about having to rebuild the bullpen and go out and spend and get a couple of starting pitchers, that's money, that's resources, that's a lot of work. that needs to be put in during the offseason, of which you're only going to have a month until the lockout comes. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of false security right now out at the Royals that they think that they're better than they are. When I look at it, I go, you guys got a lot of work to do, man. You got to rebuild an entire bullpen, the owner said, and get two starting pitchers. It's a lot of work to do in 1 month of an offseason this year.
He makes a very strong point. So what side do you find yourself falling on? The side of hope or the side of, I mean, I hate to call it reality, but that's...
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
That's what it feels like. 913-586-7965. Let's start off up in Nebraska. Mark, you're hitting leadoff. You're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Vern. Got to tell you, I was kicking myself for not setting my alarm for 6:20 Mountain Time because I was really looking forward to listening to your interview. And then my wife reminded me, oh, he'll probably put it on his podcast page.
Yeah.
Which you did. Mm-hmm. And I listened to it once and then sent it to my Royals friends in Nebraska. And they're in the PR business, and they said, he probably says that to, he probably had notes in front of him. He says that in every interview. And then I listened to it again, and it's like, for one, I commend you for asking the tough questions. And secondly, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I understand the reality of what your morning show said. Like, there's a truckload of work to do. But he's not speaking from notes, or at least it didn't sound like it.
No, it's he like, wasn't. No, he just showed
very
up and sat
sincere.
Down.
Yeah. He seemed very sincere. And I've been a Royals fan since 1982, lived and died with them, and I still are. The Rockies are – I live in between two of the worst Major League Baseball cities in record-wise in the nation, in North America. And I like both franchises, but I've always been a Royals fan. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, I commend you for asking the tough questions, and I believe Mr. Sherman. I thought he was very sincere. He answered your questions without hesitation, chuckled a few times. But if there's Royals fans out there that haven't heard it yet, I highly recommend you go and listen to it and then make up your own mind.
Yeah.
And
thanks, I just Mark, thank you. I appreciate for, that. Yeah.
Absolutely. You have a good night.
Yeah, you do the same. Appreciate that. Very nice of you to say. Yeah, we put the podcast up on my podcast channel, the All Things Vern podcast. Yeah, he had no notes. It's always the same. It's always John accompanied by the vice president of communications, Sam Mellinger. And Sam takes notes, probably of all the dumb things that I say. But no, John just shows up, sits down. It was his first interview since they secured the downtown ballpark. And you know, maybe I should have dove further into the ballpark stuff, but man, if you've listened to this show, you know where I stand. I never thought it was a question, because when was the last time in this country a billionaire wanted something and didn't get it? He's getting a stadium. It's happening. Also, I'm not a newsman. I'm barely a radio guy, so no, I couldn't dive too deep into the stadium stuff. But I was appreciative to have him sit down. And yes, you know, maybe I'm a dope. I don't think I'm often played a fool, but yeah, he's, to me, he's very sincere. I say it all the time. The only reason why you would buy a professional sports franchise is for your ego or for civic pride. And I think with the Royals, Kansas City, we've lucked out in that. 55-45, if we're splitting it up. 55% civic pride, even though I do think it's higher. 65-35 civic pride over ego. But there is a competitor in there. When I talk about ego, it's not I want everyone to look at me. It's I have so much money, I want to compete. And what do billionaires compete in? Well, business. But once you've conquered that, philanthropy. And once you've done that, and the Sherman family continues to do that, but once you've accomplished those things, well, now let's go compete with other billionaires. And I could sense that competitive spirit. I think that is reflected in his desire to win in 2027. I know some believe he's only desirous to win for the new stadium, but I'll reiterate, he's getting the stadium, whether the team's good or bad. Mark, I appreciate it, buddy. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. Royals drop the opener at Dodgers Stadium. 6-5, our final score. We'll hear from Jack Caglione and get right back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fernier. Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. 96.5, The Fan.
And a swing and a ball well hit, deep right field. Back goes Hernandez, and that ball is gone! It's a two-run homer for red-hot Jack Caglione, and the Royals take a 3-0 lead here in the third inning. He is on everything right now. 410 feet to right field.
Yeah, 111 miles per hour off of the bat. Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 96.5. The Fan, what do you call him? The red-hot Jack Caglione? Yeah, Cags has hit safely in every single game this month. It's a 9-game hitting streak in which he's batting .417 here in August. Royals up 1-0 there in the third inning. Nick Lofton on second base with two outs. Tarek Skubal on the hill making his Dodger Stadium debut in blue. And Skubal gets ahead of Cags. Keep in mind, first time Jack Caglione's ever faced Tarek Skubal? Well, the first time he ever faced Skubal was in the first inning. With Bobby on second and one out, Cags battles Skubal after falling behind in the count 1-2. Just fouling balls off left and right. Battles Skubal for 8 pitches. And on the 8th pitch, Caglione sees 98 up in the zone on the inner third of the plate. And he just shoots it back up the gut for an RBI single. That put the Royals up 1-0 as they get to Skubal in the first. But in the third, yeah, as you heard, Cags quickly in the hole against Skubal, 0-2. But again, foul ball, foul ball. Then he gets a slider in the middle and just kind of slingshots it over the right center field wall for his team-leading 21st home run. Caglione, as you would expect, hitting in the three spot. Been hitting in the three spot pretty consistently for, about a month and a half? As a matter of fact, since being moved to the number three hole, Cags has now made 40 starts as this team's three hitter. In those 40 games, he has 13 home runs. He's batting .280 as this team's number three hitter since being moved to that spot. Batting .280 with an OPS of .910. That's superstar stuff. Or at least that's getting pretty darn close to superstar statistics for Jack Caglione. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. So Cags' two-run home run puts the Royals up 3-0, but the Dodgers would chip away. Noah Cameron pays for a few mistakes in the third inning. Dodgers score 2, and the lead is down to 1. It would remain 3-2 Royals as we get to the bottom of the 6th inning. That's when Noah Cameron starts to leave a few too many pitches up in the zone. Matt Quatrero goes to the bullpen, brings in John Schreiber, and he's no help. 3 Dodger runs come in to score, and just like that, Los Angeles finds itself in front 5-3. But the Royals answer right back. Kyle Isbell with a 2-run game-tying home run in the very next half inning. But, sadly, in the very next half inning after that, Alex Lang would give up a run. And the Dodgers, that's all they would need. They win 6-5. Royals drop Game 1 at Dodger Stadium. Let's hear what our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Jack Caglione, had to say after this one.
This is your first time facing Skubal. What did you see in your first two play appearances against him that make you be so successful tonight?
I really think it was just working counts. You know, I was able to see the heater a few times, the curveball, and the changeup. You know, that the biggest thing with him is just stay on the heater. You know, it's a really good pitch. He's got really good stuff. So for us just to be on time on with that, and you know, luckily I was able to get 2 good swings off.
For you guys to be able to be up and then battle back, what does it say about just the resilience of this team to stay in the fight against a tough team like that over there?
Yeah, I think for us it's we're never out of it. You know, came up just short tonight, but Izzy stepping up the way he did and putting that swing on that baseball was huge to get us back in it. You know, the end result might not look good, but there are definitely, like, plenty of positives from today.
Now, Royals lose 6-5. Let's go to Mike in Olathe. Mike, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead. Michael.
Yep, I'm here. How are you, Vern?
What's happening? Go ahead, buddy.
So, in Royals history, they've made the postseason 10 times. The majority coming in the 70s and the 80s. So, since 85, we've been in the playoffs times. What, I guess my question is, what makes you think that Royals management is going to get us back to the postseason?
No, I never said that. Yeah, I never said that.
No, I'm not saying you said that. I'm saying we have a long history of not making the playoffs.
What does the 1998 team or the 2011 team have to do with right now?
I'm just saying there's a history, right?
But that doesn't mean anything. I'm just saying there's a consistent
Glass, it's a different
owner,
within,
it's a different manager, it's a different front office.
There is, but there's a consistent failure within this organization all the way around where we cannot consistently make the playoffs.
Yeah, that just doesn't mean anything, though, Mike. You know, the Yankees have more World Series than anybody, but they haven't won one in 17 years.
I agree with that argument. I'm just saying, in Royals history, we've made
the postseason. No, I understand, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. I get the point. It's just a silly point. It doesn't mean anything. I can't help but think of Eric Hosmer.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW. Let us surprise you.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Mike Moustakas, I remember talking to those guys in their at their lockers in like 2013 and 2014. You know, oh my God, you know, the Royals haven't won since 1985. You know, how much pressure do you guys feel because this organization hasn't done anything in 3 decades? And they were like, I wasn't even born, you know, when you know, just because you guys are losers doesn't mean we're losers. They didn't say that, but that's basically what Haas and Moose and those guys were saying. You guys in Kansas City are used to losing. I'm not. Right? I mean, Kansas City sports fans were resigned to the loss. Really until the Royals won it all in 2015, and then Mahomes showed up, and you went, oh my God, wait, we could do anything here. We can be the best at everything here. So, you know, who cares what happened in the 90s or the aughts or the teens? In 2021, it just, I'm sorry, it doesn't matter. What matters is what's happened under John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo. That's what matters. And what's happened is year one, 100 losses. Year two, ALDS. Year three, above 500. And now year four, on pace for 96 losses. So two awful seasons, one very good season, and one adequate season. That's what matters. That's, in my opinion, what you can predict the future off of. Is what is this brain trust done? And that's what they've done. Thanks for the phone call, Mike. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Offer a little bit of clarity on Kansas City Royals baseball and really Kansas City sports history. Because couldn't I have said the same thing? And by the way, clarity on this is provided by UMB Private Wealth. You know, let them provide clarity on your financial future. Allow me to provide clarity on the boys in blue. But couldn't you have said the same thing in 2018 about the Kansas City Chiefs? You know, Vern, they have one Super Bowl in 50 years. This franchise has a history of coming up short, of getting our hopes up and then ultimately dashing those hopes and normally doing it in a brutal, brutal fashion. Andrew Luck and the fumble right back to himself. Mariota throws it to himself. The no punt game. And we can go on and on. You guys know. Right, you could have said the same thing. And then all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones and Travis Kelce are a dynasty. So just because Mike Sweeney didn't win and Carlos Beltran didn't win and Whit Merrifield didn't win doesn't mean that Jack Caglione and Carter Jensen won't win. That's how I see it. And again, that clarity provided by UMB Private Wealth. Do you have a financial plan? Because if not, you need the Private Wealth team at UMB. They'll work with you to reduce the noise and provide a clear financial plan centered around you and your family's goals, dreams, and aspirations. Go to umb.com/private wealth to schedule an appointment today. Let's go to Kathy out in Los Angeles. Kathy, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Vern. I was really hoping, of course, that the Royals would beat the Dodgers just because after working with Dodger fans all day long, I really like beating them.
Sure.
But I listened to your interview with John Sherman. I thought it was a really well-done interview with him, and it reminded me a lot of a few years ago with Peter Seidler and the Padres, of somebody that really wants to win, and he's going to try and do what he can to win. And, you know, he may not be able to spend the money like some of these other teams, but he wants to win so badly. He's willing to do what he needs to do to hopefully push this team over the hump. He's got the pieces and Kags and Bobby and Carter Jensen. I mean, we've got some good players on this team, so hopefully we'll be able to find the right pieces and pitching that we need, because that's the thing, is the pitching is what I think really, especially the relief pitching, really let us down this year.
No question. Yeah, no question about it. Kathy, nice to hear from you. Bullpen unable to help out again tonight as Alex Lang, John Schreiber each give up a run and record combined four outs. Let's go to Vicky and Shawnee. Vicky, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. It was a very entertaining game. It was competitive, and that's what I was wishing for. for a wonderful game that I pay so much money to be able to watch it on television, televised baseball, that is. And I heard Sherman, and I heard the whole interview. I was extremely shocked that he said what he said. We are not going to be ready for the 27 or 2018. Oof. If he wants to be ready for the 27 or 2018, giving us false hope was incorrect. I don't believe that. He said what he thought was truthful to us. I don't believe it. If he did, we would have 7 pitchers by now. From the last 2 years, he needs to purchase, he needs to get out his checkbook and get some pitchers in here.
All right, Vicky. You said 7. She wants 7 pitchers. Big T and Shawnee. Pitchers. How many pitchers are you looking for this offseason?
Well, I have all my faith and trust in John Sherman to build this team with the pitching. We don't need 7, but I like to see 2 or 3 starters. I like to see a couple bullpen guys.
I mean, I'd take 7.
I would take 7 too, yeah. But you got to be a little realistic. And I listen to the morning show, Fool's Gold and all that. Hey, you know what? If he wants to spend his gold, we'll let him spend his gold, and then we'll make the morning show eat their words, because I believe this town has some of the best, loyal, knowledgeable loyal baseball fans in the country. Vern, you've heard us, you've talked to us, you've seen us out there through the years. And when you have loser calls like Mike from Olathe, it's just like, why be a fan if you're just going to call in and throw in the towel? I'm so glad that Mr. Sherman is not raising the white flag next year. He's going to be competitive. And if you think about his history, Vern, he was out there. I was out there when Mr. K had that team and all those glory years and some of those teams. And I think he's dying and yearning for that. And if anybody could do it, Big John can, because he said he's going to spin. He's going to give JJ the ammunition. And I believe that. And we got some guns. And let's talk about that gun. Jack Caglione, the jackhammer. Big Jack, baby. That guy, you know, when we were talking about Bobby Witt back in the day, Vern Jr., and people were clamoring back, well, is he a superstar? Is he not a superstar? When I first saw that kid, I go, this kid's going to be a superstar. I love baseball, watched baseball many years, and I just had that feeling deep down that he's going to be a superstar. And that's what I heard you mention the word superstar with Jack Caglione. And if people keep paying attention to the Royals, I guarantee the Dodgers brass tonight are going, man, when is this guy going to be a free agent? You know, they are just clamoring at this guy. He's a stud. He's a superstar, and our future is going to be bright. And Mr. Sherman, if you're listening out there, buddy, we love you. I know you love those years with Mr. K and all the times out there and the teams we had and all the legendary players. If anybody can do it, it'll be John Sherman. He's a competitive SOB, and he wants to win. You could say ego, but this guy really wants to win. And I've called. Remember when I called when people were going, oh, what about trading Bobby Witt? And I kind of went on that loud rant, and you let me do that. I appreciate it, Vern. But I want to talk about Daniel Lynch a little bit. I think
Daniel
it's
Lynch. What is Daniel Lynch? I mean, how about we wait until Daniel Lynch actually pitches? What has he got to do with anything tonight?
Well, no, this is what I'm leaning to. I think it's a mistake to have him be a starter. I know what they're looking at. They're just trying to give him a chance, but they should keep him in the bullpen. He's good in the bullpen, and he'll be an arm for us next year in the bullpen. Hey, John Sherman, be aggressive, baby. We love you. Go Royals.
Well, there's both ends. The ultra-positive Big T and Vicky, who says they can't win in 27, they can't win in 28, even though the owner says they're going to win in 27. He was very confusing phone call from Vicky, but Big T, Crazy Train, brings us back on the tracks. Not quite sure about that. Royals lose 6-5. We take our final quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier. Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
There's a swing and a drive to deep right field. That's way back, and that ball is going to be out of here. It's a home run. Kyle Isbell, a two-run homer. And the Royals have tied it 5-5 here in the seventh inning. Southern California native Kyle Isbell gets it done here at Dodger Stadium and makes it a 5-5 game.
That was a tie game for a moment. Next half inning, Alex Lang would give up the game-winning run. Shohei Ohtani driven in by Freddie Freeman. But yeah, Kyle Isbell catches a first pitch slider in the middle against a lefty and Jack Dreyer. Izzy's first home run since April and his first ever home run against a left-handed pitcher. That can't be right. Izzy snaps an 0 for 14 with his fourth home run of the season to tie this thing up at 5. But sadly, the Royals would lose Game 1 in Los Angeles, 6-5, our final score. And Izzy's home run and Cags' two-run home run, a pair of two-run home runs, that means another $100 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation. As this year, we've partnered with KCUC and they're donating $50 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for every homer the boys hit this year. 1 in 8 men will face prostate cancer, and early detection saves lives. At KCUC, Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced urology team, you see the best in KC. Schedule today at kcuc.com. Nice to see Kyle Isbell get off the schneid. Nice to see the Royals battle back, but ultimately fall short as the bullpen does them in once again. We got quite the pitching matchup in store for us Tuesday night as Royals All-Star right-hander Michael Wacha takes on two-time Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell. That's right. Back-to-back games in which the Royals are taking on a two-time Cy Young Award winning lefty. I'll talk to you Tuesday night, 8 o'clock with the On Deck Show, first pitch at 9:10. I appreciate you listening. We'll do it again tomorrow. Take care.
Been listening to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier.
Caglione launches one down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is, and it is.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
Garcia goes to the seat of his pants, grabs it, gets to his feet, throws to first. Wow, what a play. He got him.
Subscribe to All Things Vern wherever you get your podcasts. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.